哇！May I know who's on the line? Tay mo to tapos.
Sabog na po kami. Well, di wala kaming Okay.
Hanggang ngayon wala kami.
Gusto kayong pabuma talaga. Gusto kayong mga ganyan. Hanap nga niyan sa
12-12.
So, Lazada.
Boya friend. Boya yung pangalan. Not sponsored po. Not sponsored. Okay. Welcome back to LDF with Eunice and Jelly. And we have a very special guest today.
Wow!
Ah!
Ah! Sabi ko yung may...
Anyway, wait, bago natin i-introduce siya, kahit in-introduce niya na yung sarili niya,
nag-hi na siya.
Nung nagtatrabaho pa ako sa Philippines, tinanong ako, ano daw gusto ko maging paglaki ko?
Sabi ko?
Ang sagot, ako
okay,
yung ikaw. Ako yung tinanong. ang sagot ko, I wanna be like gold when I grow up.
Oh. And then yung question ko, do you feel the same way?
Goldie na yun. Gusto ko maging ikaw. Gusto ko maging ikaw.
Oo. Oo pa rin naman. Hindi naman
parang
naman
yung nagbago na yung maging ikaw. Ni Eunice after mga 1 month. Eh. Parang, wait, I take it back. Ang bilis. Hindi. Ito agad yung totoo.
Hindi. Gusto ko pa rin maging ikaw dahil, hello, sino ba naman magkakaroon ng successful na banana bread?
Naman. Oh, ulang po, guys. Wow! Hello.
So we have with us ang aming friend. As you can tell, oh, very home na, at home na po siya. Pwede nga po siya maging host from time to time. Ano?
Sabi ko nga, pwede mo guess. Yung parang kung gusto niya lang ng ano, parang extra voice or what, you know.
Correct.
Oh, defense mo dun.
Yun lang pala yung role, pero on pa rin yung cam ko, ha? Ano, tipong... Magbabawon ako sa susunod ng instruments. Sumanda kayo. Talagang pinlano kong may susunod. Yun yung gusto ko eh.
Oo, bongga ka eh. Gusto ko may cymbals ka, gold.
Susunod. Yung hanap tayo sa 12-12. Kulit.
The heart and soul of Golden Crumb Manila. The favorite yes. Banana bread and least of cheese in Manila. Yeah.
That's me. Wow.
Okay, so ano na, simulan na muna natin to. So, bakit nga ba? So, dahil nagkakilala nga tayo, nakwento na rin naman ni Eunice na nagkakilala tayo sa work, ganyan. So, what made or what inspired you to start Golden Crumb?
Tell me if you think I'm joking or not, but this really happened. So, mga ano to, March nag-lockdown na yun. And ano yun, Holy Week, di ba? Mm-hmm. Parang... I was thinking like gusto ko mag-sacrifice and do parang yung out of the social media thing, parang I wanted to lay off of it for 40 days until Easter, ganyan. And then, in the middle of it, nagka-lockdown nga. And syempre, panic yung mga tao, diba? Like parang walang access to anything at all. And at the time, it started with me making taho. Because I was super craving for it. May mang tataho sa amin na nakamotor. And then, syempre, wala siyang work. And then I decided to just Google and figure out how to make it. And then if you go to Yummy Home, you'll see there that that's the first time ever na shinare ko muna siya kay Anna, you know, Anna. Mm-hmm. Shinare ko siya kay Donna, pinadala ko sa Lala Move sa BGC. And because even they were craving for it. And then after noon, I said... walang nagbibenta na ibang tao. And ito, nag-start yung mga tao, parang may mga nagbibenta here and there. And, pero marami, malakas pa rin yung scarcity of stuff. Wala pang access, not like now. And ang dami, I had at least like 154 comments on just one post. that's where it all started, me making taho, and it ran till like maybe April, May. Start of June, end of May. And all of the proceeds that I got from making that, I just fed people. I fed orphans, I have 3 children. I never posted any, but I think I did once na lang. And that was, tapos na kasi yung parang Easter thing, my sacrifice. And I just posted that, and I brought Healy with me just so she could see, you know, how people were really parang just so fortunate that you're so comfortable in your house. Meanwhile, ang daming nagutom dahil hindi nagbibigay yung gobyerno ng pagkain. Alam mo yun? So I involved my mom. She was making food. Tapos, idadala namin sa orphanage. Stuff like that. And then even the street kids sold at least siguro mga, nakailan ako nun? If I'm not mistaken, either 90 or 900 cups. Ganon siya kadami.
Ganon dami.
Look at Yummy Home, if you're part of that group. That's the only place where I was online in that whole time. Kasi I was selling. Check mo. And then it was just, I just put it as organic homemade taho. Tapos nagpicture-picture ako sa bahay. Look at it. It's an open group for food people, especially here sa mga South. Anyway, wala talagang kinita doon. It was just really out of me thinking na wala tayong karapatan to be just sitting here not doing anything. We're so content yung meron kasi yung nabasa na article. People, parang meron siyang comparison of people in the slums versus those who are in the villages complaining na batong-bato na ako sa bahay, tumataba ako. Meanwhile, those who live in like, you know, parang kwadrado na bahay, walang pagkain, walang ayuda, you know, parang barely having even just one meal in a day. It's like, for me, this is wrong. I didn't feel comfortable sitting there doing nothing. Anyway, so nalipat siya sa banana bread because at that point, naubusan na, so I was having so much scarcity in raw mats. Busan ako ng... Well, I don't really want to say what exactly yung ingredients niya, but nagkaubusan siya. Ang dami nag-hoard bigla. You know, for example, sago. Dami bigla nag-milk tea. Even just packaging alone, ang dami. So I just figured like, okay, there has to be a shift. Because napatigil siya. People were messaging me already wanting to reorder, but I couldn't give it. Kasi wala na akong raw mats. So I was like, fuck, what happened? So yon, and then eventually we were raiding the pantry, and then yon realized na parang okay, may bread maker kami dito, galing sa States, hindi naman siya masyado ginagamit. Maybe we can, you know, do something with it. And then yan, everything just came together, and eventually my dad, who's such a super lover specifically of the one in Baguio, hindi wala, ano lang yon, because you know, parang wishing you well type of paayuda, alam mo yon. And eventually, since yun nga, nawala si taho thing, then I just figured na parang, okay, baka it can be an alternative. And it's starting to kind of pick up already. Then I started to do yung photo shoot. Nagka-Instagram na, nagka-Facebook na. Alam mo yon, tapos na kasi yung sacrifice ko eh, diba? So parang medyo bumalik na ako sa social media by that time. And then yun, basically, that's where it already started. People and family, started from family, then the group thing, and then yun na, kung sino-sino na siya after. It just became really word of mouth. Parang yun yung pinaka strength niya out of all.
I think also what your strength is also good. Grabe yung network and at the same time yung purpose nung una mong ginawa. Kasi if I remember right also, the taho thing. Tanda mo, nagtatanong pa ako sa'yo nun kung meron ka pa. Tapos sabi mo wala na. So if I remember right, kaya nung nagkaroon ka ng banana bread, sige, I'll try to support ganyan. Tapos grabe, I also saw it, how you grew it. Ang galing nung ano lang, nung whole idea.
Actually, you know how sometimes they say, you know, parang you doing good deeds is best, you know, parang best done within closed doors. You don't do things because you want praise out of it. I never wanted to post anything like that. I hate ako nung ganun eh. Pero parang yung naisip ko at that time, it was really more of me showing my niece and my nephew na look at your situation now versus the others. Alam mo yon, parang be happy, be blessed. But I always believe that if people are not greedy, everybody will always have enough.
Oh, that's so nice.
How I wish everybody will always just think about that. Yun na, anyway, it just started from there. But ever since, yun, naging patuloy, tuloy-tuloy na rin siya. Eventually. And since nga, wala naman siyang profit during that time, para I felt like, okay, baka pwede na natin pagkakitaan to eventually. Yeah. But the thing on the side of that, I was talking to somebody and I told that friend of mine na parang I never wanna lose that that side or aspect of, even though you're running a business and you're really earning out of it already, that you should always take a portion of it and give back. Because parang hindi naman sa, ewan ko, parang hindi naman siya sa pamahiin or whatever, but I just feel like it's only right to do so, because para siyang chain in my brain, parang it's like a cycle na parang you get more and in return you're also being asked to give more. Parang yun yung naisip ko lang. So, yeah. There.
Oh my God.
Hindi ko naman siya blurt out specifically na, oh, I donated here, ha? I donated there. I don't, I, sobrang bang, kay, ano yun yung buhat ng bangko yun for me. Parang for me, ginawa mo yun para lang maging, ano yun, para kung humingi ka ng praise out of that you're being good or whatever. Na parang, okay na yun. Nakakakita. Iba naman yung nakakakita sa totoong ginagawa mo.
Yeah. And I'm actually so surprised na parang, I would like to believe na grabe rin yung transformation from an account that actually did before na parang, di ba sobrang, yung account mo kasi is really known for just, yung parang di ba tontuwa ako sa mga IG stories mo na puros kalokohan, ganyan-ganyan. Tapos parang,
super.
You, after the whole quarantine, how it affected you and yung transformation, sobrang, for me, I mean, we know you of someone with a heart of gold, pero with how you were able to grow your business, sobrang layo and sobrang nakaka-ano siya, nakaka-inspire.
Yeah. Wow. I'm gonna cry now. Wait na nga. Wow.
So, ang galing, kasi you were able to grow it even when you weren't using social media. Like yung isang group ka lang. Sobrang
galing. Actually, I think it started with family and naging family support siya and trickle down to, of course, the friends. So parang, di ba, sometimes they say it's not really what you know, it's who you know. And I think coming from that alone says a lot na, okay, tiwala ko na, oh, baka okay to. Minsan kasi parang, oh, bibila ako just to support, ah. Pero parang one-off lang siya. Okay, the end. Alam mo yun? But the mere fact that they kept asking back for it and even wondering if, talaga ba to? Parang naisip ko, ha? Does it mean may laban siya? Alam mo yun? No, parang, kasi katuwaan lang to, di ba? Tapos after naglolokohan kami sa bahay na, kasi naging ganun. So may biglang sako-sako na ng flurry yung in-order. Alam mo yun naman? O, sa kanina, kaya gagawa naman talaga tayo yung kusina dito. Ay, naku, naging ganun na siya. But like, parang you roll with the punches that as it unfolds. Hindi siya yung tipong pinlano ko siya na master plan ng 5 years. Yeah. Alam mo yun, it's not a 5-year plan or whatever. It just did out of its own, parang on its own course, basically. And I think that's the beauty of it because parang alam mo na hindi mo pinipigilan. It just kept happening on its own and it felt right at the same time because you were just, you know, parang going with your gut. You were going with what you felt made you happy, what you felt made you, you know, parang ako to eh, ito na yun eh, alam mo yun, you don't second guess if may ganyan o ganito. All the more na parang I thought, nasa bahay naman tayo lang, hindi tayo nakikita-kita eh. So parang, alam mo yun, kung habulin niya ako, makikita pa niya ako.
So you didn't plan it talaga. Kasi, di ba, after yung banana bread mo, you just released a new product, which is masarap din. And yung lace cookies mo. So how did that...
Sino ba yung may nag-message sa akin? Saan taga yun nila? Si Sheila ata or si Jazz? You know, at least yung mga regular talaga na as in week. Ano, Jazz isn't here. Wala ba siya? I think it was Sheila. Parang asking na parang NPD or whatever, ganyan. Hindi, it was somebody else. I forget. Tapos sabi ko, pasaturate muna natin. I think it was around mga magti-3 months pa siya. And parang sa loob ko, marami pa rin umu-order ng mga, you know, new users.
I
baka nagdump pa rin. Okay, parang maybe it's not yet, you know, as dead as some would think. Lalo na yung mga nauna na nag-order na since like June. So, I mean, expectedly, after like the fifth order, they would probably kind of, ano, wean. May isa pa ng client na sabi sa akin na parang pinilit niya talaga mag-wean siya. From, parang, wow, breastfeeding ito. Na-compare siya sa breastfeeding. May pa-weaning sa banana bread.
Bottle feeding na lang daw.
Actually, which I love because I get to meet so many random people na parang naging tight na talaga kami. Pero never naman kami nag-meet. Alam mo yun? It's just all online. Naman papadala siya ng produkto because like she super loved it and the customer service was ganyan-ganyan. I mean, in my head, like, it's also because kung ako yung client, I want to be treated this way too. Alam mo yun? Mm-hmm. Na parang yeah. Ibalik mo lang how I think the marketing background definitely helped. No doubt about it. Parang you'd be so lost without any of that. Alam mo yun, there's so many entrepreneurs who just go with it na parang they were born in the company. Alam, basically, yeah. Alam mo, na parang wala masyadong training. And it super helped that you had that marketing background because na-apply mo siya eh. Parang it just came with it. Yeah, so anyway, back to the friends thing. So, yun nga. Ano yung tanong? Sorry.
So, did you plan to release new products ba? Or,
so, yung sabi. Sorry, Bray. Taga na kasi ako lang kausap na yun ba eh. Alam ka lang. Puro mga kuyente lang yung kausap ko eh. And yung tipong, at that point, I knew in pa-ber months na yun. Which I was really anticipating that there has to be something new come hot burr. Actually, tayo, di ba, Pilipino, burr pa lang, Pasko na or holiday season na yan considered sa atin. And that's where I really wanted to time it, na kailangan merong bago. But out of all the, yung parang, you know, the cookie crowd that I was explaining to some of my friends, na parang, how will you stand out? Out of all of that. Similar to banana bread, actually. Alam mo yun? Dami-dami kayong gumagawa ng banana bread. Dami nag-message sa akin ng taas ng standards nila because sila rin gumagawa. But yun na nga, parang I think hindi siya yung level na it's your regular chocolate chip cookie or your birthday cake cookie. Alam mo yun? Mga ganyan. So parang I felt na, okay, I think we can use this and may laban siya. The thing about this is, I owe this to my sister, to be honest. This is her recipe. Pero dati talaga, as in, ang layo lang ng itsura at ng texture niya from what it was from her way back days to how it has become today. Alam mo yun, parang you're forced to perfect it because you know that other people are the ones consuming it and not just your family. Alam mo yun, parang syempre takot ka na merong magsabi na, bakit naman ito? Pero kayo pala, kayo lang nasasaraban. Alam mo yun? Parang may mga ganong factor that you're all of a sudden so conscious already that the product should be excellent. So, yun. Doon na pumasok yung talagang mas maraming flavor dapat. It should be perfected in its shape, the way that it's the texture from when it travels, when it gets to the person, dapat ganito. You know, all those little things na talagang were put into consideration before launching that new product. And yun, very happy with it, to be honest. Mga first few nang pangit pa nun, ha? Pero ngayon, happy na. And I'm very happy with how it's also received by others.
Yeah, and it's the perfect gift. It's super giftable, even the packaging and all that.
Thank you. Actually, I mean, nakaka-OC yung mga ganun na bagay when I was talking to Annika about those things. Parang, you know, for her, packaging, wala yan, alam mo yan, it's all in the product, ganyan. But all the more na parang I feel like, kasi clothes yung kanya eh. So iba yung, alam mo yun, susotin niya eh. Hindi naman siya yung sa bag eh. But this one kasi, you know, how people say with food, you eat with your eyes. And yes. Ang laking bagay nun that, and lalo na all the more with people doing Instagram and all that, first thing they see, that's already your pull. That's your one step in. And no matter how much you say na, the food will speak for itself, Hindi eh. Ang dami kasing competition eh. So you have to really ano, make an effort na pagkita ko pa lang, parang meron ng invite for me to want to know more about it and put it in my mouth. I mean, if you know what I mean.
PG-13 yung podcast namin. For another episode.
Late night, mga after 12.
Diyos ko, ang gulo-gulo po, opo. Wala po ako nasabi doon. So, what are
actually,
you?
Bago ko sabihin yung nakita ko rin na para sabihin ko ba ito, eh, sige, nandito na eh.
Wala.
Magagawa.
Dito na yun. Nakalabas na eh.
Nakalabas na eh.
Oh my God.
Ay, mukhang. Yeah.
Oh my God. So it's really nice. Oh. Ako personally, I really enjoyed the two flavors kasi hindi talaga ako mahilig sa mint. But I super love the dark chocolate. Kaya di ba, kinonvince pa, dinoodle pa natin si Eunice to get the hazelnut and the dark chocolate to combine.
Ito okay. Ito,
advocacy.
Share ko lang ha, kasi nung nag-order ako, sabi niya sa akin, hindi naman sa pinapakailaman ko yung order mo. May I suggest?
Alam mo, ganyan ako sa mga kliyente. And I appreciate nila kasi yung hindi mo nakikita yung past post ko. Yeah. Pwede pa yun. So sabi ko, pwede yun, okay. Kasi yung iba nag-ask blatantly. But like, yun nga, parang depende. May minimum requirement nga siya, ganyan. Uh-oh. So parang, okay. Parang for me, sinong hihindi sa more than one flavor, right? So,
uh-oh.
Unless in love ka dun sa isa lang. But,
sa isa-isa.
Okay, yun, parang, try mo naman isa pa. So, you never know. Because it for me, it's also an opportunity for whoever's gonna taste it na if they wanted one over the other, then, hindi, baka mag-order siya nung isa pa. Alam mo yun?
Uh-oh.
Paano kung hindi ko nagustuhan yung lahat nun na isang flavor lang? So, parang it's kind of also, you know, for opportunity for them to try others. Yun lang, pinakialaman ko lang talaga. Kasi wala akong nagbago sa price, I said.
Oo. Actually, noong una, akala ko kasi like two separate siya. Tapos I didn't realize that it's gonna be like a mix flavor sa isang can. Which is, oo nga.
Actually, when the Lace cookies started, yung dating-dati pa talaga, mint lang talaga yun, ha? And personally, obviously naman, hindi lahat talaga mint lover. It's such a niche market. Those who order mint, as in, bilang ko siya sa kamay ko, na yung kakilala ko ha. And these people, ang talagang very, very amazing na na-realize. Because they're such a unique bunch. Sila yung alam mo na parang, as unique as mint, na parang, ah talaga, bagay niya. I knew it na mas bagay siya na ganun yung gusto mo. Dahil, pare-pares ng characteristics, those, ano, parang unique set of people. But anyway, they super love the mint in that sense. Yung isa daw nag-complain, baka kasi gusto niya, parang toothpaste level of mint. Sabi ko, girl!
Kumain ka na
lang. Gates! Okay, relax.
Lagyan na lang niya, sabihin mo ka mo. Lagyan na lang niya yung, ano, itlagyan niya sa, is sandwich niya, is
which ibang level of kagustuhan ng mint yung gusto niya. So, sabi ko, okay.
Ayan, what I think what's nice about it, you were able to get everyone's cup of tea, I think. Yun yung more of being able to get different flavors and also find that niche. Meron pa rin niche market, pero still something that everyone would want to taste and get a real curiosity and out of it. So, sobrang natutuwa talaga ako. And so, naalala ko, you also mentioned to me, di ba, na nag-launch ka, I ordered. Tapos sabi mo, hindi na ako makakaabot sa first drop kasi before you even announced there were already some orders even before you just posted a teaser. Ganun na siya ka laki, grabe.
Remember, yes, I had the coming soon teaser and ito, and these are from some of them are people that I don't know. You were only based on first, na parang sa loob ko magkakilala ba tayo? Alam mo yun? Parang the food really spoke to them that much that they had so much trust in it na parang dahin okay to. Alam mo yun? Which I felt like, shit, you can't let them down in that sense. Ako talagang laking bagay nun sa akin na don't release anything that's half-baked. half, ano yun, quote unquote, anything half-ass. As in, ang clutch nun, lalo na from the packaging of that day of launch, from 10 PM, pinasundo ko pa yun sa Kalamba, or, ay, Carmona, sorry, para lang makarating yung next day na mga nag-order na nag-reserve from like a week back. As in, that level of clutch, just to make it to that day of the launch. Like, it was, I guess it just fell into place. Alam mo yun, parang isip ko, parang may stress siya involved, definitely, but not to the point that I felt like na magdadabog sila, na-move ba yung date? Kasi parang sobrang bait rin ng mga tao. Ay, parang I felt like wala namang na-BV at some point whenever, kunyari, there was like a rider problem or there was a mistake, for example, in an order. Alam mo yun, may mga ganung bagay. But a lot of them, in all fairness, are very, very, alam mo yun, understanding. Mabaitin na lang. And I felt like maybe because, in a sense, Facebook and Instagram, between the two, kasi nag-start ako thinking na okay, maybe we should use Facebook first as a platform to sell this or Instagram lang only or both ba? Shape mo agad yung type of people who are on Facebook versus IG eh. Parang that alone says na, okay, medyo nasa may AB ka na pag nasa IG, parang medyo may mga tao sa FB na nag-message na pa-share recipe. Alam mo yun?
Yes!
Salam ko, wow! Okay, yung mga nagsisend ng wala po akong pangkain. May mga ganun naman. Mga hindi mga magami. Parang, ano ko yung ganun? After that, I stopped doing ads on Facebook. Like, tama na to, lahat to. Okay, I'm gonna port to Instagram. You know, those things. Parang you learn as you go along. Yeah. Eh. And yeah, ano talaga siya. It's really a process in that sense.
What's next for Golden Crumb so far? Parang with ano ba, meron ka pa bang ilalabas for the holidays or for next year? What's your dream?
You know what? My dream. So yeah, I'll share it since this is my first interview. Secret pa nga ito dapat. Wala pa pa. I never told anyone yet. But actually, I felt, I remember when I hit my 1,000th box around my first month and a half, I celebrated with a golden ticket giveaway. Mm-hmm. And it was a random, like, thought. You know, parang like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory thing, you just find something in a box. And, alam mo yun, na parang syempre at the time, everybody was just home. Hindi na, walang, wala lang, pang trip-trip lang, alam mo yun, just to figure out. And all of a sudden, biglang ang daming aliw na aliw about it, nagbe-message sa akin about it, na saan mo naisip yon, like, what a good gimmick or whatever. And sa loob ko parang, shit, sa totoo, gago-gago lang yun sa utak ko, pero okay, parang kumaga. parang never mo maisip na parang, okay pala siya. And I thought that I really wanted to make a second round this holiday season for it. My problem is, production-wise, sa sobrang dami ng mga kliyente, siguro ng supplier, it won't make it on time. Yun, doon ako medyo na parang, and you know, with the volume that's coming in also, parang ang hirap niya ipagsabay. Medyo matindi yung, ano ha, yung nangyari behind the scenes sa golden ticket na yun. Para bang, alam mo yung parang may ginawa ka, pero hindi mo naman masyado pinag-isipan na parang, ay, sandali, dapat pala nag-isip ako. Dapat pala mas inisip ko paano siya mag-unfold. ano yung mechanics? Alam mo yun? May mga
ganun. So, inalis mo pa yung mechanics lalo, no? Kailangan mo siya.
So, anyway. But like, you know, I was so happy with that partnership with that one friend of mine who had the cold brew, which I super love. Hindi talaga ako mag-cold brew, but because of that, like, I supported her and turned out it was really okay. But all the more with Carmen, when I messaged, si Paco kasi, Paco Magsaysay, we were ACL friends way back. And during the time, nasa operating room, waiting room kami, mauna siya sa akin eh. Kukwentuhan kami with my parents. And he said, I'm starting this company, you know, about ice cream. As in, ganun pa lang siya. Siyempre, ako bata ako, I was in college. I was like, okay, ice cream. Alam mo yun? And look, 10 years after, it's now what it is, Carmen's Best, diba? Parang, and when I spoke to him, I messaged him, he still remembered me. It was just like parang, I mean, minsan makapal ka lang talaga kasi parang, oh, okay lang, let's see if he says yes to it or not. Mm-hmm. But then he remembers me and he said, you know, I never make any promos with any brands, to be honest. But, you know, let's try it out. And pinagbigyan niya ako. And then he supported it. Of course, he loved it. He bought a lot also and gave it to his friends and family. And, yun, I guess all of that pushed me to think na parang, okay, why not do this golden ticket round 2 supposedly for the holidays. Oh. And you know, hindi na nga umabot eh, di ba? So parang maybe afterwards na lang. But planning-wise, parang in more of the long term, apart from supposedly talagang you have to grow your product list, parang I want to be able to supply to say cafes or kaya if not naman parang medyo mas long-term goal to in the sense that you know parang if the name is really more known already that you would put up your own kunyari your own stall or your own kiosk parang si Dimpies and Molito Dimpies is a friend of mine too sa bahay lang sila sa Dasma and people would pick up cakes from there too but ngayon, meron sa maliit na stall in Molita and people know about it because they've been around. And to think like, ilan lang yung produkto nila? Alam mo yun? It's so pili, to be honest. But yun nga, it's homegrown, which is something that I feel like, you know, the name or the brand in itself should kind of still, you know, parang simmer a bit hanggang sa mas maging kilala pa siya. But yan, I'm revealing to you that good news because Golden Crumbs products will be in Exchange Alley Coffee House. So this is the cafe in Molito, which is called Teach, starting next week, actually. So hooray for that. And I'm super happy about it because they're such fans also. So it starts from there. Parang isip ko kasi I really wanted to, you know, penetrate cafes noon. Pero wala naman lumalabas eh. Lahat sa bahay tayo lahat eh. Alam mo yun, na parang there's no point yet. People from SM would message me, gusto mag-offer if I want to put up yan, a free space pa ha, in SM. Wow. It only means to say kasi walang tao doon. Alam mo yun? Siyempre, parang girl, pata pumunta doon, okay naman ako sa online. You know, parang ang daming kaya SM, SME, Son, one in Con. May mga ganong bagay, but parang in my head, like, of course, it's only because they want people to kasi nagsasara, di ba, yung mga stores. So they want newcomers to come in. But it's such a good sign that, you know, you're being, that name, at least, nakikita nila, is coming out of maybe social media. And they're inviting you in due time when all else, when you know, the pandemic is over, maybe it will head to that direction. But, yeah, for now, supplying for cafes in some sort of way is kind of my direction, at least for the next few months or so or years. You should try their, they have a new, 3 new types of coffee coming out for the holidays. So, and it's such a good pairing, lalo na because, you know, I think it was good that na-recognize nila that the type of cookie that I was selling was differentiated. Iba siya from your, kasi meron na silang chocolate chip, meron silang brownies, meron silang cheesecake, you know, so, yung kapitbahay pa nun, which is Bungalow Cafe, meron silang in-house baker who makes cakes, donuts, etc. So, what is it that they don't make? So, alam mo yun, helps a lot, that parang, you know, you're doing something that not everybody's doing, sort of, in that sense, and you know, at least you're doing good at it or parang it's a pretty good product for them.
Oh my God. Oh, I'm so excited for you both. And you know, sobrang natutuwa ako sa'yo in a sense that parang what I also see apart from, yun nga, parang you being able to parang produce or do what you love doing. I think what's also notable is you being able to
notable
do
quotes.
It in a way.
Yes.
Notable. You being able to do it in a way that you are able to use. Kasi syempre, of course, you have a vast network as well. Parang, from how I'm seeing it, parang marami kang kakilala kasi we're also entrepreneurs, ganyan. But
so, you're able to... Sobrang ko na tao, sa totoo lang. Noong na-realize yun, na parang, kung ano, parang hindi ko rin alam paano ako nakilala yung mga tao na to at one point in my life. But Yeah. I'm actually very happy that even though, like, kunyari, I've touched, I haven't talked to them in years and years. Mm-hmm. Even though I've touched base with them nito lang, parang it's as if, like, they don't feel anything na parang ginagamit lang ba ako nito. Hindi siya ganun eh. Parang...
Sino ba ito?
Diba? Parang I feel happy about it na parang, mm-hmm. I guess... It shows na siguro genuine naman yung approach ko sa kanila, hindi naman lang inisip na magagancho o tao or what. It became like that. So super thankful for people that you come across, which is why I super believe rin na parang, you know, never burn bridges, kahit na parang minsan ang hindi okay yung pinagdaanan nyo overall in general, but parang alam mo yon, parang it will shine through eventually eh. Parang makikita rin nila na parang okay, baka kunyari trabaho naman pala yon kaya tayo naging ganito. Alam mo yon, pero you see within, I think gulat rin sila na parang ha? Ginagawa mo yon? Alam mo yon, na parang parang sa loob ko secret talent yun. I think nung active health tayo, hindi ba tayo nag-share-sharean talaga? Ay, hindi. Sa ano to? With sina Chaz, parang meron nagsabi na parang ano yung secret talent mo or whatever. And when I shared with the group, DTT, when I shared with them that I really love to cook. I love being in the kitchen in general. And last video, parang what was the last video YouTube session? What was the last video that you watched? Cooking show talaga. As in, ganon yung trip ko. Baking, cooking, or kahit ano in general. And I have a collection of knives. Yan, yung mga...
sa Japan?
Mga, alam mo na nung uuwi ako ng cake slicer. Ah, ganong random stuff. Or isang galon na virgin olive oil. May mga
tatin.
Gusto ko mag-uwi ng lemon tree. Mga ganon. Like, hindi my thing. And that side of me, I never... alam mo yun, parang hindi siya yung openly sharing, I do Facebook about this is me, I love this. I only do it for, yan, ako, for myself. It's a form of relaxation for me. I cook for people I love. Alam mo yun? Parang, gulat na gulat yung mga tao. Na hindi siya na makakapaniwala, actually. They would think I'm just joking with them. Which I understand. Hindi naman ako mukhang nagluluto. Alam mo yun? Or hindi ako mukhang may alam sa kusina at all. But yun nga, because I lived abroad, doon siya na lang nag-start. I had to fend for myself. Gutom ako, gusto ko ng sinigang. Alam mo yung mga ganun, parang kailangan ako magluto ng sinigang. Tuto ka na lang, because you're living abroad eh, and you don't have any help or whatever there. So yung mga ganun, doon siya talaga nag-start. But in general, in family ko naman talaga marunong ka ba magluto. My grandma's a very good cook. Even my mom is super. Mm-hmm. My brothers know how to cook. My sister. Wala lang, steady. Wow.
sa mga kapamilya po ni Gold, merong review foods to. May review po dito ng cooking nyo.
Wala, so-so. Paano na. Papasa na. Minsan, chumachamba minsan. At
parang
gulat sila. Na parang yun nga, I didn't think they'd ever see that side of me. Ang alam na lang nila siguro na maglalabas ako ng ano, ng alcohol line. Mga ganon! Bubukas ako ng bar! Alam mo yun! Mapunyemas yun ah!
Ano ba? Si Gold, ano na yan? Hindi na yan masyado malakas uminom ngayon. Wow!
Lalo na noon itong lockdown. Alam mo, hindi ba nagka-liquor ban? Siyempre, parang okay, wala tayong mainom. Lahat na nung makita naman sa bahay, okay, sige, go. Pero parang nung nilift yung liquor ban and everybody can buy na, parang all of a sudden, hindi ba tayo? Alam mo, parang naubos yung parang gusto mo na uminom or what. Parang, it's actually so good because I felt like naumay ka at one point. And yun nga, parang okay lang kahit meron or wala or what. If or like a glass of wine just to unwind at the end of the day. Why not? Ganun lang siya. Hindi siya yung talagang... Kasi naman talaga, kung mag-hangover na ako these days, parang I really feel like the world is crashing on my brain. As in, yung ano talaga, I'm too old for that. Bang level yung katawan ko at that time. But no, talagang lower back kong sakit-sakit na. Lalo na pag ang tagal-tagal mo sa kusina. Like, oh my gosh, talaga. Yung bed ko, sakit-sakit na talaga. Siyempre, wala pang massage kayo, di ba? So, parang, oh my God, I feel much older as time goes by. But yun nga, I mean, yeah, tumatanda rin tayo.
Yeah, and you're doing what you love naman. So, it's okay. The pain is worth it. Oh, exactly. I'm so proud of you, Goldie Lynn.
Uy, huwag muna tayo matapos. Matatapos na ba ito?
Hindi, pwede pa naman tayo mag-usap.
Oh, yeah. Kasi natakot ako.
Kasi para mag-outro na ba si Jelly?
Medyo.
Bumbelo na eh. Bumbelo na ah.
At dyan po nagtatapos. Ito nga. Ay, yun ang mga kinahingi.
Yeah, parang sinasabi ko rin lang. Also from a different perspective, no? Kasi kinukwento ko kanina na parang technically have this, yung parang you were able to use your, if I look at it from the start until now, parang what I saw or yung parang nakikita ko so far is that while you recognize your privilege, parang you use your privilege for the best or the good. Parang yun yung for good. Privilege for good.
Take your privilege, girl!
Yeah, check your privilege, mga mamis.
No, ako lang to. Sabi nila, kuloko ko talaga, no? Kaya wala naniniwala sa akin, eh. Kaya yung mga ganyan, parang I'd rather not tell people na lang kasi parang I feel like, oh, I'm naniniwala, diwag. Pero like, ayun nga, parang I'm so non-confro that way. But yun nga, I don't openly. Yan, I don't openly share that I love to cook. If I had the chance, I would have really done culinary more than my MBA. Pero strict parents ko, eh, traditional kami. So, alam mo yun? Mm. You rather go that direction. Pero parang sa loob ko ngayon, oh, ano? Alam mo yun?
Yes,
galit pala!
Uy, pero it helped naman, di ba? Sabi mo, yung background mo,
super.
It really helped with, you know, customers.
Super, yeah. Parang, di ba, parang si Steve Jobs, he was saying like, di ba, if he didn't attend that class of writing fonts ba yun? Or some, basta parang writing something, he wouldn't have ever thought of inputting that in, kunyari, in the iPhone as a different, you know, as a feature, kunyari lang. Alam mo yun, parang it ties together your experiences from the past, even though right now you don't understand, why am I doing this? Saan ba saan ko ba, you know, gagamitin to ever in my life? But then parang when you're actually there, you have that light bulb moment eh, and realize na parang, uy, narag yun dati. Or parang, uy, pwede ko gawin yun. Alam mo yun? Parang it's because you had that experience from the past. So, I super believe, you know what I super believe in? I believe in yung parang, if something is really meant for you, like, wag mo siyang pigilan or... Because it will always find its way back to that. Kahit anong iwas mo, na parang, dito for me, hindi yan yung practical way or what. But it will come around at one point eh. And that's what I would like to call, or at least something that I read, as parang shoulder taps. It's a tap from, you know, from above, you know, and it's just up to you when you're actually gonna listen and go with, you know, go with that bulong or that decision or whatever. Ano ka ba? Yun ang ngayon eh. If you know it in your gut and it's there, just follow it. Hello, like what I said, hindi naman to ever pinlano eh. Hindi talaga. Yeah. As in, katuwaan lang talaga siya. And yan, just to feed the homeless from where it started, for example, from the Taho. Doon lang talaga siya nangyari.
Aww, you're so inspiring. I'm so proud of you, Goldie Pie. Yeah.
Totoo ba?
Oo, totoo ka. Ano ba?
Hindi, kasi parang minsan iisip ko na parang maybe I'm just talking to myself and convincing myself na ganun siya. Kasi sometimes when you tell it to a person na ganito yung nangyari sa'yo, ganyan, may isip nila na parang ikaw lang yun. Alam mo yun, hindi ako makarelate or what. Parang sabi mo lang yun, baka sa'yo lang yun. But yun nga eh, because I was the non-believer then, alam mo yun, I never got to this point not thinking na ito yung pinlano ko sa buhay. Alam mo yun, hindi naman eh. Hindi rin talaga eh. So
kumbaga for the aspiring entrepreneurs, meron ka bang, ano yung masasabi mo or ano yung tips mo for them? Diba? Kunwari nga, inspirational ka as our heart of gold. Yeah?
Actually, I super believe that you should, you know, for anybody who wants to, you know, make up a business or do something, make sure it's something you love doing. It's your interest. It's something that will inspire you to wake up every morning and keep going no matter how tired you are already. Nawawala yun eh. It's going. You see how, you know, parang how you feel na ikaw na ikaw yon in that sense. And syempre, alam ka naman maggawa ka ng business na parang ayaw mo naman yung ginagawa mo, parang labo naman nun, di ba? Parang paano kung kunyari nagbibenta ako, kunyari ng Pokemon card. Alam mo yun, parang ano yun?
Pokemon card.
Sobrang labo, pero gets.
Hello,
it's such a disconnect. Exactly what it is. Kaya I actually, I need to share. Actually, I had a business supposedly. Nasa Unilab pa ako nun. It was something about gin because yun, one of my interests or I had a hobby with studying and reading up on gin and tonic and, you know, the botanicals behind it and even the types of gins and how it's infused, etc. Lahat yun. And nagkaroon lang ng conflict on the side, both with supplier and also a close friend of mine who super surprisingly really had the same idea as mine. So, alam mo yun, parang may isa lang na medyo nagkaiba. So parang in my head, like, okay, away talaga kami, dude. Did you know about this, Jelly?
Yeah, you mentioned to me about it. Yeah,
na pwento mo. Dapat pa Christmas siya. You know, I had everything already. I had everything shipped from the States. Kausap ka rin supplier. Nag-down na ako. As in, ganung level. And yung away namin, as in, she's kind of like my sister. So parang I felt like, wow, just for this, mag-aawayan natin yung alak. At alam mo yun, na parang, wow, seriously, like, kung ganun lang, it means the world to you. And for me, and I felt like it was just a hobby. Parang, sa'yo na. Ay, alam mo yun, nagpadaan na ako in that sense. And I would still do it, but to people that we know of, like, yan, kunyari, yung tayo-tayo lang. Alam mo yun, trip-trip lang siya, hindi yung full-blown, whereas she really tried to do it ng full-blown in that sense. So, yun, I felt like, yun, actually, that was like a, nabigo ako the first time that I even, you know, tried to attempt to make business, to do business. So, parang, I felt like, okay, hirap pala na to, ah. Alam mo yun, parang, in the same time, I had a regular job. So, parang, kung kailan lang ako libre, or hanapan mo pa siya ng oras, all the more, di ba? Mm-hmm. Kasi parang, it's on top of what you're doing on a today. So, yun, when it didn't happen, I just felt like, okay, maybe hindi to yun for me. I do still enjoy and love it, but like, if there are just so many hurdles and I felt like it wasn't smooth sailing for me to, yung, even just yun, entry point pa nga lang, parang may sinagasaan ako bigla. And I felt so, talagang, I had no clue that was gonna happen. Parehas kami nagkagulatan sa isa't isa because para bang yung lunch time namin even was so close to each other. As in, kasi nga siguro parang, kasi she never cut it, so parang kami magpaparehas ng utak in that sense. So, yun, after that, and I've just shifted, I kind of gave up on it and was just doing on the side, yung trip-trip lang for friends who have weddings, for example, but like, never fully launched it. But yun, I guess, it was a lesson na sometimes you really don't get it the first time. It's a lesson na, you know, after the first and you feel like hindi siya mangyayari, doesn't mean it's the end. It will find, yun nga eh, it will always, you'll always find yourself back to doing something within the same realm in a sense, pero in a different form. And something that's more fitting and right for you because it was readily prepared just for you. Na walang ibang kabangga or what. Hula.
Okay, kayo, gold. Let's miss pa eh. Pero okay na kayo, gold.
Wala ka lang. Oo, pero tabu siya to talk about those things.
Okay, okay.
Pero okay na kami. Kasi, paano mo nangyayari? Ako yung unang reach out na. Tagal na namin yung usap. And hindi kami nag-aaway ah. As in, wala. But parang naging ano na siya, touchy subject na siya in that sense. Na when it comes to gin or anything, alam mo yan, parang I'll just be mom about it. Wala na akong sasabihin. I mean, okay na yun. Okay na rin.
Yeah. At least you were able to, yun nga, parang I think, nahanap mo rin naman yung gusto mo and you still get to do it but it's more of lang na private na lang din siya for you kumbaga, di ba? Hindi naman kailangan lahat something. I mean, you learned lang from it, di ba? Kasi may isip pa akong question. Naalala mo yung question na si
yay! Isa lang!
May sinend ako sa'yo. May sinend ako sa'yo, di ba? Yung number 7. So, ano sagot mo dun sa number 7? Bakit mo love si Jelly at saka si Eunice? Joke na.
wait lang.
May sagot siya.
Hindi, dinanap ko talaga yung message. No, you know what I love about you guys? Yung totoo ah. Even after all these years, kahit, naghiwalay na tayo at lahat, all the more you, baby girl who's already in the States, parang it speaks volumes of how your relationship at work, not just as colleagues, but as talagang real friends have transcended to look at this. Who would make an effort to talk to somebody on a 12 hours by time difference? Yeah. Tulog na yung isa-isa pag-gising mo. Alam mo yun, parang hindi naman siya ang effort niya, but it's just so organic, it's so natural for you to actually just still keep in touch in that sense na hindi yung, it's effortless. So, that's what I love about you guys. Kasi parang, kahit ang layo-layo nyo sa isa, you're still so close and probably even closer now that even you're apart. Mas close pa kayo lalo. And thank you because I really wanted someone to talk to. Wow!
Therapy session pala.
Yung pala yun! Joke lang. Kailangan lang talaga nakausap. No, but really,
sobrang, naman kami, no? And so, actually, sobrang na-happy ako. Nung una pa, sa ko, shocks, papayag kaya si Gold na interview natin siya. Kasi, tas, bigla nung sinabi mo sa
akin. Ano ba kayo? Lang to!
Yung podcast, so sinabi ko na may podcast kami ni Eunice, sinabi mo, okay, when will I guess? Sabi ko, what?
When na agad, hindi Ken. When?
Ang ko talaga, di ba?
Exactly. Kasi gusto niya.
But like, yeah, even to this, like, you support each other's interests and hobbies. Alam mo yon na parang even to this, actually, ang creative nga eh. I mean, I didn't expect for you guys to have a podcast. Kaya tinatanong ko na parang, paano man nangyari to? Ba, araw-araw ba kayo nag-uusap or chikahan lang tapos gusto niyo lang mag-record para pakinggan yung isa't isa after. Alam mo yun?
Nami-miss ko sa Jelly.
Oh, medyo creepy na yun. Yung pala yung bago matulog, nire-replay lang. Okay, jowa.
Oh, si Pugay pala yung totoo kong jowa. Kakasal lang ako, pero siya yung jowa ko. Series.
But it is nice because yun nga, parang you evolve together in that sense. You grew together and I super admire that and I super love it. And I like seeing the both of you still. Para kasi dati, di ba, sa cube lang nakukulitan. Parang hindi mo alam kung mag-ate ba sila or kasi syempre sa mas bata, di ba? Or hindi talaga na talaga friends na sila or like parang ganun yung relationship na nagbabanter lang or whatever or parang ang cute-cute lang. Wonder twins.
Pero may 6 years difference. Sobrang love.
Naman pati yung bangs nyo parehas.
Oo.
Okay, may planado. Kailangan planado yung mga ganun.
Oo. Exactly. Nakakatawa. Tapos alam mo, actually, sobrang kaya sabi ko, exciting tong episode na to. Kasi sabi ko nga, oh my God, para rin lang tayong tatlo nasa cube ko. Naalala ko yung tatlo tayo. Tapos pag naririnig ako, may kausap sa telepono, tapos nagtataray, sabihin na naman sa akin ni Bull, ayun na naman siya, nagtataray na naman siya.
Ay, that was so fun. Kahit nang sikip-sikip na natin doon, tatlo na tayo, dami ng gamit, hisik-sik pa rin siya doon sa gitna, or...
Correct. Yeah. Ay, nako. Shucks, hindi na yung pwede, no? Like, isipin mo, hindi na pwede mag-ganun ka-close sa isa't isa, sa isang cube.
Oo nga eh. So parang ano, required na talaga na meron. Alam mo yung sa mga store, yung kailangan talaga may plastic na ano, mga ganun, may acrylic or whatever. Oh, hindi na pwede.
So pwede ayun. Pa. Well, thank you. Alam mo, actually, ang ganda kasi parang I think what's nice is we get to learn or we get to hear it from someone who's still learning or parang still in the process of being able to see things through and, you know, by recognizing that not everything is perfect, but, you know, if it's for you, it will happen. And, ayun, ang ganda lang. Ay, nako, so inspiring. Thank you so much, yes. Bogey. And,
that
concludes our episode, although magchichikahan pa kami, and that concludes tonight's episode of LBF. This is our special 10th episode. Wow.
Yes!
So wow!
Yeah, diba?
Sound effects talaga.
Oo. Yung pa-sound effects ko.
So if you like this episode, please please message us on and follow us on Instagram at LDFConvos. And also, yeah, give us your feedback. So yun na. Meron pa ba sasabihin yun, Niece?
Diba may mga ano, yung mga... post na graphics na like and subscribe right here.
Podcast tayo.
Kaya wala ganyan ako ng ganyan. Like and subscribe.
Yeah.
Oo nga. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.